In the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man. And now I've reached that age, I try and drink all the beers that I can. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And sorry again, no Matt this week. Double week. I'm going to start protesting at Tioga soon. No more concerts at Tioga.
Yes.
This is a beer establishment, not the Forum in Los Angeles. Please stop with the concerts at Tioga. But he'll be back next week. Don't worry. He's not leaving. There's no...
So he says.
There's no things going on, you know, behind the scenes where, like, there's some sort of battle. And he's not going to leave us. Like, this isn't society where they're breaking up and all that stuff.
What?
The Perfect Pour. Everything's fine.
Why are you trying to start rumors?
No, I'm not. The society...
That's all they're going to remember is Matt's leaving
now. The guy's just leaving society. They had irreconcilable differences.
Uh-oh.
Or creative differences, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But so
50%
it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Last week it was just old school Nick and I.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like, well, what can we do another week without Matt? Well, we're just going to have to blow it up. Blow it up to 10, to 11. We're going to have to go to 11.
We're going to 11.
Well, first off, maybe the most highly metaled home brewery in the Fresno region. Scotty B!
Wow, round of applause for Scotty.
Can you hear me? I'm not driving. I took a lift here.
Good job.
All right. Good job, Scotty B.
Responsible and junk.
Professional brewery owners, Steven and Zach, also Gail. No, actually, it's just Steven here.
Just the three of us. Zach at home. Yeah. He's a jerk.
The Zacks from Zach Brewing, Gail and Steven. We made them share one mic because we're prejudiced against couples here on the show. We do not like couples.
Gail talks more than me.
And, oh, man. That's not enough. I was like, and Nick's like, well, that's enough, right, Mikey? And I was like, not enough.
But
we need more.
There's more.
Well, I said 11, Nick, not 10. I said 11.
Have it your way.
Oh, then we're like,
fishing, huh?
Who can we get from Marin County? He's like, Marin, I don't know. Why are you saying Marin County? I want someone from Marin County. And they're like, producer Becky. I was like, no.
Not good enough. So we troll the BevMo parking lot.
Yeah. Yep.
Look for any poor sap out there waiting for a warm
beer. Hey,
buddy.
Yeah? You like podcasts? What's a podcast? You're perfect.
Where?
Paul from Fairfax is in studio.
Hello.
Look at that wasn't
proper
a recording
show intro.
He was here. I saw him say it with his mouth and everything. Oh, so look at this. It's gonna be hard to follow, but it's still gonna be fun, right, Scotty B? This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, I want to give Paul an applause.
Yay, Paul's here!
Thank you. Thank you.
Does this sound familiar? Wait, this is gonna. No, it's not gonna work.
Yes, this sounds absolutely familiar.
Are you saying weak lagers?
Weak.
Yep. Yes, I got it right. Damn. Now, see, now all my questions can be answered instantly. Yeah. Now. That is Paul. Paul is responsible for pretty much 98% of our drops and stuff. Somehow Paul did this. Do you have this? I know you've been on the show before, but I'm just going to pretend you never were on the show.
Yeah.
Do you have a studio in Marin you're doing this? Are you doing this in the bedroom?
It's the bedroom. I used to have a bigger bedroom with more space and more gear set up. Now it's a very tight space. So.
And you have like a big keyboard and a drum set and a bass and a guitar.
And Nick's gonna hate me for admitting this, but at
never.
My old place, I sampled my kit. So I, because now I can't play, I don't have the space. So I play the drums now on the keyboard.
With the fingers.
So but is it your
it's
drum?
It's my drum kit that I sampled. And I sampled...
It, I want Nick to do that. Yeah. Record your drum kit. Bring it in here. I want to hear Nick drum drops.
Yeah.
Still better than a drum machine.
Yeah. I mean, it's because you're actually playing, you know, like my, these fingers are kind of like the kick pedal and this finger is the hi-hat.
See, that takes some dexterity. I like this. Yeah. I'm okay with
there's
this.
Still semi, there's still some
semi-musical.
Synth drums.
Yeah, exactly.
So man, it's you in a bedroom doing all that.
It is.
And you do all the voices. Cause sometimes it sounds like there's a girl in there and it's you. It
does. Yeah. I've kind of wanted to let that stand. I mean, you've sort of asked that question a bunch of times and I'm just going to let that stand as long as I can. But no. Yeah. It's, you know, just like that. Or, you know,
trade secrets happening.
Man. Yeah. So not
behind the scenes episode. The
Is this VH1?
Yes. So going around the table.
Where are we now?
Left around the podcast, Al New Beer. I think everybody's got it.
Everybody's
something
got
from
it.
Bronx. What is that, Paul? What is?
It is No Resolutions IPA, a complex, juicy IPA with a strong malt backbone. Yes, I definitely taste.
Yes,
it is malt. Malt backbone.
Some kind of like.
That is correct.
California drinkers are like, oh, that's malt
here. Old crystal malts are like a.
Yeah, love them crystal malts. Who brought this?
We did.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a customer of ours from, she's from New York. She just moved out here, and she's taken a liking to the brewery district downtown, and she came in and brought that in, a couple cans of that. We tried it.
Nice. We tried it.
I mean, it's not my style, but, you know.
Yeah, there's some clashing going on there with the ingredients, I'd say. And did we check our dates?
Yeah, check them dates.
Because it also tastes maybe a tiny bit
it
old.
It does. Yeah, got that too.
Faded.
Yeah.
All right, so that's what we got going on before the show. We had a couple of two or three tailgate beers. We had a set list from D-Goats. A D-Goats 5 beer. We've had it before, but he was nice enough to give us two of them. The Double Dry Hop set list from Eagle Park Brewing Company. Enjoyable beer. Paul was commenting on how it's got a West Coast feel, and surprising Milwaukee can pull these off. But I'm going to, if I go to Milwaukee, Eagle Park, that's where I'm going. And then we also had a Coronado, Never Better. Double IPA from the Nick 80.
Oh, is that mine?
Yeah.
All right.
Donated to the show. And what was the...
I don't know. We got a lot on the
third
table.
One we had. Oh, the bacon and eggs.
Oh, yes.
The Zach's
does not taste out. Like eggs.
Pizza ports and bacon and eggs. There's no eggs.
No eggs in it.
No eggs are involved. We're no harmed in the making of this beer. So there you go. We're all set. We're going to try to travel on without Matt. And we're going to do a show. We're going to have fun. Saturday is a big day in Fresno, the Fresyes Fest.
Yes.
You guys are there.
Yes.
You guys are having a ticketed event within the Fresyes Fest because of, not because you're like trying to make money, but because of,
Well, they said over 15,000 people this year, I believe, and we don't have enough beer for 15,000 people. yeah, we were just kind of trying to, you know, it's our first one, so we're just trying to fill it out. If it doesn't work, we won't do it next year kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have 4 food trucks on our patio, and, you know, we don't want our customers to have to stand in long lines for beer.
Right.
You know, we want them to come in and be able to go to the bathroom in a timely manner and, you know, not have to stand in line for food trucks all day. And so that was just kind of our take on it. And, you know, we've been going to Fresia since it started. And so it was kind of like,
you know how packed it
is. We know how it gets. And sometimes you need a little break, and we've got some really great blues bands lined up. So should be a good time.
And it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
You got, dude, is there still, as we're talking on this Friday, you think there's still tickets?
Yes, I've sold about a quarter, and I expect to probably sell the majority of them today. Nice. And my goal is to be sold out by Saturday, just because I don't really want to be selling them at the door. You know, there's a lot of confusion because people think that we're Fresyes, and Fresyes is charging, and so I don't want people to mistake. You know, our vent is totally separate. We have a separate entrance for our VIP. Oh,
okay.
If you want to drink Tioga beer or alcohol in the Fresyes event, you will have to stand in the Fresyes line to get the wristband. But our wristband is good for, you know, our place, and you can come in and drink.
Go.
Ooh.
Sploogy.
Wow, we got lots of people.
You got my phone. My phone had a drink. Ooh, my mic had a drink too.
What are you opening up, Nick?
This is from Ants.
Oh,
Jesus! That's apparently, I'm not allowed to.
You just dip. To look at the label. You just spilled beer.
Sorry. Something's wrong with this can.
Jesus. Terrible can.
I'm not going to touch can. Anymore. It's a citra something or something something.
Oh,
citra pale ale.
Citra pale ale.
Maybe he wants to drink it off the table. I got plenty over here.
It's super.
Who's this one from?
Ants brought this one. Oh, no, you
said ants. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll spill it on myself, so I don't expect you to pay attention.
Yeah. It's hard to, yeah. Space Moth. Wow. From, let's see, I'm trying it. From Homage Brewing. Homage.
These guys.
Ooh, you got a so big
thanks,
boy.
Thanks, fire ants.
Ooh.
Paul, you're going back to Colorado. You're heading, taking the long way around to Colorado.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about trying to work in the industry at all while you're there?
Well, I made a sincere attempt. I was there for a month, and the job market and the housing market is bad. I reached out to there's two breweries in the town where I was at, and reached out. One of them got back to me. He said, yeah, we might have something for you. But then I went there and I was not terribly impressed. And I thought, maybe I don't want to work in it. but he stopped getting, but like we were kind of emailing back and forth, and then I just didn't hear from him. But I talked to a bunch of people in town, and I said, like, is it really as hard to find work here as it seems like? And they said, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm trying to do that is because my son is there now. His mom took him sort of like kind of a little like underhanded maneuver and took him and was supposed to bring him back and then just didn't. And I'm making a sincere effort to try to live there. But if that doesn't pan out, then I need a custody lawyer. Listeners are out there are child family custody attorneys, especially in Colorado, please please contact
familiar
me.
Familiar with Colorado laws.
Yeah.
Get in touch with Paul. We'll email us and we'll email Paul. We'll get it hooked up.
This is really nice.
This is a good beer. It's interesting.
Very brisk and crisp.
Yeah, what Sky B says. Brisk.
Brisk is
and
good,
crisp.
Yeah. Brisk and crisp.
Are these? I'm gonna assume it's Los Angeles since Ants brought it, but I don't know. I couldn't tell.
I'm not allowed to touch the can anymore.
Homage. They are
Homage.
Pomona.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
Swap Meet City.
Yeah, that's right by where I grew up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at that, Scotty B. Little Scotty B. Kid running around the streets.
I wasn't that far inland. Pomona's right on the edge of L.A. County and in San Bernardino. I was a little closer to L.A.
Good. Yeah. Oh, that seems like you want to brag about that. You're just like, nah, I was on the L.A. side of Pomona, right?
So I was from La Puente.
La Puente.
Chu said that's the ghetto.
Oh, wow. Hey, if Chu said it,
that's true.
You got to listen to him. He knows what he's talking about.
It's a nice ghetto, though.
Well, Scotty, we get us up to date with what's going on with the Warthogs, the homebrewing club of the Central Valley, the Warthogs. Well, it, Warthogs?
Yeah, like before it's fermented, it's wort, right? Wort. Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of festivals. We are just festing it up, folks. Old Town Clovis, Visalia Irish Fest, Selma Beer Fest. There's going to be Exeter. It's going to be Shaver. We're just like all over the place.
Ooh, that Shaver one.
We're just pouring beer everywhere.
I
feel
like I
want
to go to, last year I remember that. I was like, afterwards, I was like, I think I should have went to that. So I feel like, keep me up. Wasn't that Shaver one?
That's July, sometime in July.
But I may be, oh, July, I'm booked in July.
Well, I'm actually not going to that one myself, so I don't care.
No, I'm not going.
Visalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bacon festival that I'm going to be participating in.
All you can eat bacon and air conditioning.
Ooh.
Need I say more?
Air conditioning.
But there is one that both Zach's and the Warthogs are going to be at coming up very soon.
Yes.
What's that one?
That's Selma on April 6th.
All right, Selma. So that, is that the Frontier place with the
That's right, Frontier Village. Ooh. Get your Pioneer on.
Yeah. I feel like a Pioneer as I look at Highway 99. Like, wow, I'm back in Pioneer days.
Just face the other way. You'll be fine. Face the old barn.
Don't mind that gas station on the corner.
No. They had that back then in Pioneer days. Gas stations. So I think we're all caught up with everyone, and maybe we did. Nick, did you have any culture this week?
Oh, no.
No.
That's a negative.
Ultra's over.
I saw Moleskin.
Yep.
Moleskin says no.
I opened it and said no culture.
No culture. And then you're like, okay, Moleskin, whatever you say. I just need to mention that our buddy XL Perro out there in Buffalo. You know, he's always like, nobody has a get it with me. Nobody comes to Buffalo for a get it. The famous YouTube famous Tasting Niche came to Buffalo, and also a listener of the Perfect Pour, and he's in Chicago. He was in Chicago when she came there. So he's complaining about, like, nobody comes to Buffalo. Niche comes to Buffalo and he's not there. So,
oh man.
So XL can never leave Buffalo ever again, just in case somebody comes to town. Some beer celebrity comes to town. He's got to be there waiting.
He's the ambassador of beerdom,
mm-hmm.
Beerism.
Scotty B, what are you brewing right now? What are you brewing?
I'm brewing like all the time now.
Is there ever a moment at your place where there's not something fermenting?
Well, there has been, but not lately. Well, right now, actually, there's nothing fermenting at this moment. I just kegged two different things 3 days ago. And I couldn't do another one because I do it on the weekend, and I had the fermenters full. So this weekend, though, the fermenters are going to be gone again.
Sounds like we need to get that was Louis.
Louis at it again.
We need to get a GoFundMe for more fermenters for Louis. Louis needs more fermenters. Yeah,
dog fermenters. Enough fermenting. Yep. Let me tell you.
Yeah, he ferments.
My call jacket is fine. At least three barrels.
Yeah, come on. Let's get Scotty B some more barrels.
What's your system now? Like, what do you?
So have? it's a kettle that was a keg, so a half barrel kettle. Cool. I just ordered a pump and a plate chiller, but right now I'm using a submersible chiller.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started using brew in a bag. Before that, I had an igloo cooler, 10-gallon mash tun. And I used a brew in a bag in the mash tun.
Uh-huh.
But I figured, hey, why not just try doing it all in the kettle?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing right now.
Are you getting good results with that?
I got really bad efficiency, but I learned that you have to pulverize it into a fine powder when you use brew in a bag.
Huh. So like the you crank your mill to like super.
Yeah, and my mill doesn't like that though. It stops working when you go that.
Yeah, yeah.
That close together.
Huh.
It'll work for a second. It's like, nope, not happening. It's making noise, but it's not doing anything.
Wow.
So that's where I'm at right now.
Can you double mill?
I can double mill though. That's
okay.
That's what I
do. That's what I was going to ask. But
that's what you I did asked last the first.
Time. Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Double milling. But... I was like, Mikey's not asking the important question. I got to jump in.
Another trick that I, the second time I used the brew in a bag is I stirred it before taking the whole bag out. The first time I just took it out. But stirring and loosening all that stuff up, and it really helped, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because the finer the stuff is, the more that it can just be like dough balls that don't ever get.
Yeah, you got to watch them balls. Yeah. It's sticky.
That's true.
Most people don't.
Did you want to try something I brought? Why don't you try the strongest one right there?
Well, right now the beer that just got open, a Hazy Plains Drifter.
Oh, we have.
I'm sorry.
It's right to your left, Paul.
Oh, geez, I didn't even notice.
Who's under sneaking the up on your blind side?
Who's that's a really good name?
Big Sky.
No, it's Big Sexy.
Oh, Big Sexy. Big Sky, Big Sexy. I think Matt brought those.
Uh-oh. Somebody. Are you drinking Matt's beers?
No, but he gave them. Somebody gave them to him, and he brought them. I'm not 100%. Sure, who gave it to him? But
Big Sexy.
Somebody got it to us.
Somebody's
drinking it. It's good. I think it's pretty good.
And big.
It's another crisp one. Bastard.
What was that? What?
So nobody's going to do the fat bastard.
Fat bastard. What's that?
I'm big sexy. Come on.
I'm sexy. No.
Get in my belly.
Leaving it up to you. Pick up the slack, guy.
How did we miss that?
Come on. Thank God Gail's here. Dang. Keep us.
It's a dank one. Right
keep
there.
Us alert.
Dank. Is this dank?
It's like carbonated bong water.
All right,
Whoa.
Wow.
And that's Scotty B. Gold medal winning Scotty B.
Yeah.
I didn't win any gold medal.
No, come on. You love the gold.
You're a winner in my book, Chief.
Ah, thanks.
In my heart, you won gold.
Oh, heart gold. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that what Neil Young was singing about?
I think so.
He was thinking about Sky B's heart of gold.
He's been searching for Scotty B's.
I'm not that old, guys.
Heart of gold.
Well, wow. Uh-oh. Louis's going to kill Paul.
I'm going to pull my ear off.
Oh.
Wow.
You're okay. We don't have insurance out here in the garage, Paul. Uh-oh. Only in the house if you get injured.
Run into the house.
Yeah. Go into the house and get injured. all right, well, we're having fun. We got a lot of beers open. We're just getting going here.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty B's.
We're carbo loading for Fres Yes.
Carb loading for Fres Yes Fest. Getting ready, getting our ATL. My ATL, alcohol tolerance level.
That's what ATL kind of
low. I'm low.
ATL. You're low right now.
I'm kind
of
low.
Yeah, I had three of those Never Betters from Coronado.
Uh huh.
That'll put you under.
I hope so.
Is that a triple?
It's a double.
It's a doobie.
8%, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get the job done, especially one before dinner. That really kind of sets the level. And then.
You don't eat as much, right?
8.1.
You don't eat as much, and you're still thirsty, so you go back for two more.
All right, well.
Maybe I should have drank them separately. Maybe that was my problem.
Mm, just
not two at one time.
Just drink them. All right.
No, nobody.
We're going to have some Scotty B here. Scotty B beer here pretty soon. Scotty B looking beer. Forward to that.
Make sure you open it at the mic.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Got to hear it.
You're talking to a professional recording artist, sir.
Oh, that's right.
But I think we... Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Good job.
Oh, that oh sound God. That sounds like a home brewer's beer being opened.
Paul's stealing all the aroma. Did you see that?
Paul, you stole the aroma. I mean, you're a guest. That's fine.
It smells amazing.
Top pour. Man. Getting top that top pour.
As long as he doesn't go boss pour and try and take a photo.
What we got here, Scotty B?
Oh, my God.
You guys have had this one before. This is just the latest version.
Had it.
Hop pineapple apple hop.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that.
You see, you take a hop, you take an apple. Apple hop. You take a hop, you take pineapple. Pineapple hop. Hop pineapple apple hop.
Oh. Is this like somewhere between a cider and a beer?
Well, beer-like because it's modeled after the milkshake IPA. Mm. But there's no grain. There's no gluten.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey needs his gluten
free.
All right, I need my gluten.
Don't worry, we got other gluten for you.
That's bad.
Okay.
Like that?
That's good.
Oh my gosh, I can't even talk right now because Scotty B beer is coming my way.
Man.
Ooh boy.
Uh oh, dump glass.
It's only 10%, don't worry.
Oh, it's only 10%. Yeah.
Well, drink's like 9.5%.
Yeah. I gotta do. Sorry, everyone.
We
I
need some rearranging, some glass some, changing out.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there. I'll be with you in a minute. Podcast.
This is like take care of. Pineapple pizza in a glass.
What?
No, don't ruin it.
Oh darn it!
Oh, there's pineapple in it, Chief. Sorry.
There's a sweetness there.
There's much more apple than pineapple.
There's lactose, too.
Lactose.
Uh-oh.
And tomorrow's going to be a little bit fun. Of vanilla. I tried to put more vanilla, but ooh, not a lot of vanilla.
What is this?
I never fart at my desk, but as soon as I do, somebody comes over to talk to me. Never fails.
But you never do, so it doesn't matter.
That's right.
See, the longer you hold it, the more you keep people away. I just don't let it out.
My phone didn't ring once. I don't know what's going on here.
It's Scotty B logic. There's your pro brewing tip from Scotty B. I've been waiting for the brewing tip, and there it is.
A held fart is a quiet day in the office.
That's the rules.
Dee, dee, dee.
Oh,
you know, from Scotty B. Wow, this I don't even know how to classify this, Scotty B. I don't understand what I'm tasting.
You've had another one that was much like it. It's been
a
little
think
while.
It was
I guess.
Like this.
It wasn't as strong, but
ooh.
I just kegged it 3 days ago too.
Wow. Yeah, I you don't have to tell me that.
You can tell. You can tell that it's freshly kegged.
Yeah, I'm fresh
kegged. The mouthfeel, right?
Wow. I drink it all. It's good.
He's picking up the pollens from the air from 3 days ago.
But you know, I'd like to try some Zach's Brewing beer. I have a hunch there might be some nearby.
Mm. Right.
Mm.
There might be some.
Had it.
Uh-oh.
Do I need to go to the beer fridge?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Steven has to go. Now's your opportunity.
Get some cold pockets.
Run with that.
All right. Man, we're front loading.
We are front loading.
We're front loading.
The beers go quick when there's six people in the
studio.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to such quickness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone good? We're having a good time?
Yeah.
Just super.
Just super. All right. That's good.
Yeah. Ooh, already.
That was quick.
I really didn't have time to set it up, but I was gonna make Paul do everything live. But I couldn't get what I had here set up in time, so one day next time Paul comes through, he's gonna be a live band.
Nah.
And he's just gonna be, you know, the band guy, you know, when
like
the
Paul
late
Schaefer.
Night shows when they're doing the opening, the band guy's in the side going, ho, ho, whoa, ho, ho. That's going to be Paul. He's going to be like, whoa, that's a clever comment you guys made over there. And you're like, yeah, thanks, Paul.
I have a friend who did a live talk show. Like, it wasn't televised. It was just, that was his shtick. He was touring with this, like, talk show. It was legit, though. Like, he had real significant guests on. But he asked me when he came to San Francisco, he's like, will you be like my Paul Schaefer?
Yeah.
So I, you know, and the point was that I was supposed to like make comments, but I was too shy and I just sat there. You know, I played some songs, but I was like, you know, people would kind of look at me and expect me to say,
you're all, where's the witty drops?
Yeah.
I should have had some beer.
Yeah.
Help lube up the
beer helps the banter.
Yeah.
Beer banter.
Filters off.
Beer from Zach's. Wait, do we have a Zach's beer now?
We got four.
Right. I think.
Yeah. What do you
I
bring,
think Steven's
Steve?
Gonna let Paul pick. Is
oh,
what I was
I get
getting
to pick. Oh, okay. Wow, I'm honored to get to pick. Okay.
He's looking over. We've got a 4-pack of Zach's beer.
I think I already know.
16-ounce crowlers you can get at Zach's Brewing.
Gail's trying to mind trick Paul right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of Jedi.
Don't look into my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah, we've had enough IPAs at this hoppy at this point. So,
oh, it's great success.
Yeah. I get your coos.
Oh wait.
If your hand is shit, you don't want to deal with it. Choco tasso. Choco tasso.
if you're running late to work and your body needs. This is just a dude in a bedroom with a drum machine singing into the microphone. Now, you can't even find this at the brewery right now. It's how exclusive.
This is
exclusive.
Black market.
I work there. I even know Steve and Zach. I can't get any.
Are you on friendly terms with Zach, though?
I am. Yeah.
She's going to have to start flirting with one of them. Yeah.
I like Steven way better.
Just start flirting with one of them. They'll give you whatever you want.
This is heavy on the nibs. Like, you got the nibs and the aroma, right?
No nibs.
No nibs at all?
Nibless.
Oh. Holy shit. I just feel like I'm smelling nibs. That like that's
he's got great. Some secret nib like thing that he's using. He's not gonna reveal, is he?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me the secret ingredient, but it does kind of more in the nose than the so it's a a very dark chocolate.
Did Chew use nibs? Did Chew your version?
I'm aware of.
Okay.
Wow. Nibless.
There's a new beer,
Mr. Nibless.
Zach's brewing Nibless. You've heard of Mr. Bibbles on the internet.
We got this Mr. Bibbles. Mr. Yeah. Nibless.
Nibless. Nibless Stout.
Well, guy, this is what you came for. It's voicemails, and let's start off with whoever this is. I hope it's Scotty B.
What's up, Perfect Pour? This is Jay, a.k.a. Hopshound, your Utah rep.
Yes.
If you are hearing this rep message, it means that I am dead and I have moved on to that great beer hall.
Don't say that.
Just kidding, but I am.
I was a little bit concerned.
My beer heaven. I'm actually packing right now, leaving tonight, Wednesday night. Going to be spending a couple nights for my birthday at BrewDog.
Brewdog.
Really excited. It's really good. So just want to give you a heads up that might be abusing the voicemail line next week.
It's all right.
Hopefully it should be a lot of cool stuff
give
there.
Give you two.
Also going to be sending some beer back. So keep an eye on your P.O. box. We send you some yeast samples.
Nice.
All right. Well,
I want some Columbus Brewdog.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up. I don't know that reference it yet or not, but I do respect that. Damn it, Louis.
You respect that.
Louis is an asshole.
He's extra tonight, though.
Yeah. That the brew dog. There it is, Paul. I'm sorry, disrespecting Paul's job.
Hey, you know, if it doesn't come soon enough, I'll just
sing it.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yes. Now you have to do it live the whole time.
Oh, man.
You just screwed up. Now I have to respect BrewDog for opening up in Columbus, Ohio, instead of like New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, Denver.
Ohio.
Like it just opening up and just a rant basically feels like, I mean, sure, I'm sure there was some sort of reason for it, but. It feels like well, let's just open up in Columbus. Fuck it. And I really like that. So it makes me want to go to Columbus. So, yeah.
I've heard Columbus is cool. And I think it is a bit of a beer town.
Oh, really?
Not raging. Like,
yeah.
But it's...
Columbus, bro. You got to go.
But it is. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. You know what else is cool?
You.
Oh, I knew.
Now it's a show.
You're so nice, Scotty B. So there's going to be some. I don't think we've gotten a report from the BrewDog place yet. So in Columbus. So I'm looking forward to that next week. It's just going to be all drunk BrewDog talk. And now my mic's going to try and attack me. So more voicemails. It's kind of a light week this week. I'm just giving you guys a heads up right now.
Hey guys, Benj Clark here calling from Santa Rosa.
Oh.
So Not much news really to report, but something funny happened. So Guy Fieri lives in the area, and yeah.
I've been to his restaurant there.
One of his restaurants here downtown Santa Rosa.
Got it.
And it really wishes it was a more of a destination kind of place, but it's not. it's fine, and I don't have anything against the guy, really, but this tap list just really made me laugh. Talk about just capturing the personality of a place and a person. So I'm going to read you the whole tap list.
Yes, I'm ready for this.
It's only 4 beers long, because there's only 4 beers at this place. This is like, you know, downtown. Come on. You got a lot of competition downtown Santa Rosa for beer. Anyway, but this is what they're bringing. Modelo.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Good choice, yes.
Lagunitas Little Something Something.
Okay.
805.
Yeah, boy.
And Sculpin. Yeah. Sculpin on tap.
They have one sort of indie.
I think it's the only place you can get Sculpin on tap in town.
You gave it a while.
Anyway, that gave me a good laugh, and I hope it did for you guys, too. Keep up the good work. We'll talk more soon. Bye.
Bye. I went in there one time on one of my younger trips, and it feels like I think I had a Sierra in there. We had one beer and left. It was an impressive in there. Just as you see, I can back up this claim. Look at this. There's a celebrity calling.
Perfect Pour Podcast. It's the Beer to Brewer 87. Hope you guys are doing well in my absence. Flogging Molly is going on the stage in a mere few hours here. Uh-oh. Things are getting pretty wild. Some Ben Caught Drinkins I've had this week.
Floggers.
Dublin Blues, Irish Stout from Tioga Sequoia. All Day I Dream About Hops from House of Pendragon. That's their only hoppy beer on draft right now. I think their anniversary is going to fix that this weekend, but till then. Modern Times Ice, been drinking a few of those. And just like riding a bike from Urban Roots, that was on draft at Tap and Cellar. So fantastic beers, fantastic time. From what I understand, Paul's in studio.
What?
Hi, Paul.
He is.
He was at the Popolo's earlier. He sent me a little quick text message. So hopefully he gives a full review on that. I heard the Zachs are there too, so it should be Kayleen, Gail, and Steven. Hope you guys are doing well. Wish they were here enjoying the concert with me, but I understand podcasting is more important when you don't have to
That's
work.
Right.
Makes sense. Brother and Mikey, I'll see you guys next week. We'll get back to it. Should be there from Wednesdays until June. I think we have Snow the Product coming back, but I learned that. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
I was waiting to see if he'd give us that, so. That's Matt Bearded Brewer 87. You can follow him on Untapped. See what he's up to. Because that's the only way you know. Because you wouldn't know from listening to this show. You gotta follow him on Untapped. Are we all right with beer? There's nothing new, right? All right. Someone check in. Make sure. There's a lot.
Check in. Well, what are these beers doing on the table getting warm?
Does anybody want some Russian River sours?
Oh, boy.
Start with the lighter one.
Russian River sour beers.
And then Gail's got to tell us when it's time for this one.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
So I'm popping a cork here. That's what she said.
Can you do it?
Pop it, chief.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
That was a popper.
Wow.
Poppity pop pop.
I love gold.
You don't have too many cork pops like that. That was just by hand. Didn't have to use any tools. That's the real experience of
the
man.
The ultimate tool.
So this is man. This is the only one. This is the simple one of their sours. The only one that's not barrel aged, like this, or just the Brett fermented.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, this one's a lot cheaper. Like that one's like $5 versus the $12.
Right. A very under talked about thing about Russian River is it's never expensive.
No, they're fully reasonably priced.
Ooh, it's a foamy one.
And this one, and it's also under talked about with Russian River are the sours and stuff. And
this one actually has not gotten sour yet.
Oh,
it's very bready, but it's
pre-sour.
It probably needed to stay in the bottle a little longer.
Damn it!
Wow,
spit it out! Don't drink it.
Too green.
Spit it back in the bottle.
Too green.
Still tastes good to me.
Recork it.
Lame Russian River is still better than half the beers out there.
Wow. So we've all got our sanctification from Russian River, fermented with 100% Brettanomyces. 100%. Don't do partial. Why would you do partial? Do people do partial?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, why do they have to make a statement that it's 100%?
Well, because it's usually a finishing yeast. It's like you don't usually do your primary fermentation with Brett because it's very volatile, but with this style of beer it works. Whew, well,
this is crisp.
Wow,
it's not Pliny.
Are you sure?
It's not Pliny. Yeah.
I've come to the realization this isn't a Pliny. I wasn't aware.
That's no Pliny.
Look how clear that is.
That's a Pliny. That's it. That's no
appreciate
moon.
Appreciate the clearness on this beer.
That's no moon. Everyone's checking out
Thank
the clarity.
Thank you for filtering.
And one more voicemail this week, huh? What do you think about that?
If only they knew who was here.
Order to the perfect pour. True, you be here, and I'm back, eh? It's been 2 weeks. Didn't forget to leave a voicemail. Just occupied, Holmes. My Chevy... Chevy's Holmes. That's what happens, eh? She right? needed a little TLC. Had to rebuild the transmission on her. It's hard, Holmes. When you don't know what the hell you're doing, eh? It's not that easy, eh?
But, that's my life.
You know, YouTube is very helpful on showing you how to do it step by step, Holmes. Step by step. Ooh, baby. Remember that jam, Holmes?
Like, whoa, yeah, I do.
New kids in the block. Orale. All right, so rebuilt my transmission, Holmes, and taking her for a test drive right now. It's Wednesday. I figured I'd give you guys a call. Winner of Fill in the Blank contest was Core 4 Brewery, Buck Buchanan.
Heard of him.
That Chirpin' Bird is on his way, Holmes. Hope you enjoy that. I have requested a poem, and he gave me one of the best poems, Holmes. It was about a bird surfing on the beach and someone jacking his shit because he was surfing, Holmes. What else, hey?
A bird surfing on the beach,
man, so
and his
much
shit
beer.
Got jacked.
Enjoying a lot of beers. That's about it, eh? If anything else, Holmes, hopefully I don't break down here on the side of the road because I'm, you know,
you're in a Chevy.
Test driving this transmission. What? So far, so good, eh? What are they? This is true, your bird. You have to watch, eh? Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
You watch it, Holmes.
Hey, I'm a Mustang man. I don't care about your Chevy crap.
I'm impressed that it sounds like he didn't know how to rebuild a transmission, but he did it.
Still did it.
Like
that's how talented Chew is.
That is impressive.
Yeah, because you've got to get your. I mean, I guess you could do it from underneath, but typically you have to get your engine out, and you got to get the tranny out, and you got to. That's like a lot of
a lot of getting out.
Yeah, that's a lot of the getting out is hard, and then the actual like
you gotta pull it out. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, I have that problem all the time. Same problem here, guys. Me too. All those problems.
She called me up and left me a voice.
See this one, you could have done live easily. This is the man.
I did that one last time.
Oh, I don't remember.
A couple years ago. It was a couple years ago.
I don't have that kind of memory. Jeez.
Yeah, how many beers are in between now
yeah,
and then?
Yeah, come on.
It's a lot of beer.
I don't remember much. Not many things.
So I think that's 2 weeks without Colin and Janine.
What's going on here, guys?
Not that Paul's keeping score.
No. Yes.
No, I'm not. Just...
You're right. There's a lot of people missing.
Wow.
But Colin and Jean's a big, that's big. Come on. I mean.
They're okay. Wanting us to miss them.
I'm going
to
give them.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to give them a talking to because I'm going to see them. Never going to make
good deal. Sorry, I just needed to say that.
You're going to see Colin and Jean?
I'm going to see them.
Wow.
And the Fontana Gym, too.
Wowzers.
What?
The I'm Fontana going into Gym? The whale's vagina, San Diego. isn't that what that means?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, in Spanish.
That's what it means. Oh, boy.
Woohoo!
Stare it right in the eye.
Woo. Sorry, guys. Oh, this is what that was. I was trying to remember this one.
Oh, yeah, that's a long one. Yeah. That's an old one.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play all the Paul hits right now. Going back.
Yeah, let's make Paul cringe wise here. Yeah. That's a great
idea. Yeah, let's make Paul as uncomfortable as possible.
You did the dry hop. The metal song.
Oh, what? You, this?
Die. It's amazing.
Is that one not working?
No.
Oh.
It's just humming.
Man.
It's okay.
What's going on? Whoa, shit. I just knocked out the whole system.
Uh-oh. See, now nobody's is working. Now it's all even.
Yay.
You can use mine, Chief.
All right.
I honestly don't.
He just wants to listen to the music.
I just want to hear the pop music.
I just
want to
hear the teens me.
It's really though, Paul. Like, I don't know what we do without your music. We would not have the next level without the Paul drops.
Well, I don't know what I would do without you guys. I wouldn't have a reason to make songs
to come to Fresno.
Yeah, and I would still be driving south right now.
Look, just Bakersfield.
Somehow the Matrix, you'd be driving through Fresno and you'd just pop in your head. You'd be like, look to yourself. You'd be like, look, guys, I'm driving. And you would have no idea why you did that. But you'd just be like, I just felt like I needed to say that right now.
Yeah, it'd be like Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah,
like where I got my memory. Like I somehow know that there's some connection to Fresno, but I don't know why.
I don't know why.
And that's the end of the movie. Just me just driving past.
I want to see that.
I need to stop there sometime.
Huh? It is time.
It's time.
Looking out for beers.
Ooh, boy.
Looking out for.
Ooh, boy.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
beers. I thought it was wrapped clockwise. So, and I think it's going counterclockwise.
Speaking of looking out for beers, we always like Line Fest beers because we're all about Line Fest beers here. And this is from a Line Fest brewer. A brewer I don't think we've had on the show before. Nick has a pocket knife out, and we're a little bit concerned. We have had a lot of beers, and Nick has a knife out.
This is fine. I need that, please.
Oh, now he's looking for different tools.
Oh, it's actually a cat.
Do you need to go to the beer bench for this?
Do we need to go to the bench?
Where's the hammer?
Yay.
Oh, now it comes in wrap. All right, this is...
I love gold!
This is gold. This is special... Wait, I'm not taking top four. Never mind. What am I doing?
No, you take it. No. It's for you.
I know, but you brought it, so you take
it. Jesus.
All right. Angry chair is going in my glass.
Sitting on an angry chair. Florida's brewer, Anger Chair. Florida's brewer.
Oh, it's amazing.
The brewer of Florida. And what is this one?
This one is the Imperial Awakening.
Oh.
Some cinnamon in there. So basically, it's a fancy coffee drink. So you're going to need to drink it with your pinkies out.
It's a Line Fest beer. Needed.
Line Fest. Luckily, the cinnamon is not overwhelming.
How did you acquire an Angry Chair beer in Fresno?
They're industry, bro.
Industry.
We know people. Yeah.
Industry exchange.
No, I lied. I just begged and cried. And
you said
no, she had actually nothing to do with
you
that.
Traded
I'm the one that got it.
I know.
I got it for Nick.
All right.
Yeah.
You traded a partial fill of Chocotasso?
A 2 ounce vial of Chocotasso.
A local beer
trader.
Trader.
Tomato,
whatever. Anna Martinez hooked it up. So.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thanks, Anna.
Wow.
Yeah, she's
this is easy drinking. What's the percentage on this?
Enough.
Oh.
Really?
This is. Do we have a.
This, yeah, ABV all right.
Oh, just let the stout show.
Yeah, let's do an ABV game. Because
ABV game.
This tastes really low to me, and I'm thinking it probably isn't. So it to me, this tastes like 5.5, but I'm thinking it's like way bigger. But also, I've had a lot of beers already, so
it all tastes like 5.5.
I'm just gonna say 7.5, but I'm probably all still right. low.
I say 10.5.
All right.
Ooh.
It's got to be
12 even.
Whoa.
Hey-ya. 11.2.
Damn. I'll say 10.2.
Oh, I was going to say 10.6.
Oh.
Woo.
What is it?
We're
somebody
splitting
has,
this by the
it?
Hairs here. Be.
I'm going to need my light for this.
All right. We have a sexy green light in the studio right now. It's hard.
It makes it hard to see. Mm-hmm. Our beers could
is
be.
Is it going to be one of those bottles that...
Don't
yeah, some of them don't have them. Florida. There's no rules in Florida. You don't have to put alcohol on there.
Yeah, we can't trust Untappd on this one.
There's the volume.
Skybee's gonna
there's
get
the lactose
it.
Warning.
Warning, there's lactose.
Wait, no, that's not it. Oh, wait.
They're gonna figure it out. We might need a third man on this. The watch, look at it.
Sometimes you just look it up. You Google it. And
sometimes.
But that might not be accurate, especially if you use Untappd.
No, it's true.
It's got to be on there.
If it's on the internet, it must be true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a French model.
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
It's good. However strong it is.
It's good.
We'll never know.
Yes, it is not it's, here. It's,
wow. We'll just never know.
It's a mystery.
Classic Florida.
Well, we'll work on that.
We will get back to you. I was hoping it'd be somewhere.
Untap it. Somebody.
I'm doing it right now.
All right.
Gail. It's mighty sweet.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. It's desserty for sure.
Very desserty. I like it. You can find it, Gail. You can do it.
Oh, it's 2018.
Oh. Yeah, it's 2018%
right there in front.
That I knew. That I knew. Untap it. Go untapped.
I just Googled it.
Not
how many people does it take to find out?
Depends apparently, on how many beers you really
apparently, it needs more than 6 people.
It says 10.5.
Oh,
someone nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wow, Paul from Fairfax is the winner.
You get the top pour of the next beer.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You get the bottom pour of this beer and the top pour of the next beer.
You get to go to Florida and get us some more.
So, yeah, on your way to Colorado, just swing by Florida.
It's close,
it's
right?
Right on the way.
It's right on the way.
Closer. Closer than here.
True.
East Coast.
You can't argue with that logic. Beers to look out for. Nick, do you have anything you're looking out for?
Yes, there's a new Central Coast Brewing beer. It's anniversary. Triple IPA hazy.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yes.
You are not looking, you're out, looking for out
for
that.
If it's triple IPA, hell yes I am.
Wow.
So he'll look past the hazy.
Yeah.
You're going to like, oh, you
as
tripled
long as
it.
ABV is...
Uh-huh. Because any germs in that beer are killed off instantly by the...
You're worried about hazy germs? Is
hazy
that
germs, yes.
You're worried about hazy germs.
Hazy critters fogging up my beer.
Critters in there.
That's what makes it hazy, right?
That's exactly what makes it hazy. Yes.
Wild critters.
Bacteria.
I've seen it on the television.
Seen it.
The right after the mesothelioma ads.
They put critters in there.
Hazy critters.
This is going to be a good beer. We'll put critters in this.
Yeah. Yes. Here, Stone is releasing a... tad bit more of their Imperial Russian Stout. For some reason, they do it backwards.
Hmm.
It's an IRS beer. I don't know. Maybe they evaded some taxes.
are you making a statement towards Stone?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm saying nothing. Right. I don't want no Stone police after me.
Oh, yeah, they'll come.
I think there is a new Joy Boy coming out, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for 420.
420, bro.
420. Is that all they're going to do now is
420?
420.
We're going to have to go to either Whole Foods or Total Wine to get that. Yes. This is the only places that
you want it warm or coldish?
Warmish. Dude, watch your date. Check your dates when you're in that BevMo and Total Wine. Ooh, man. You'll get shocked by it once in a while. You go in that IPA ads and you'll be like, you're like, is this right? Is this right? It says 2018, January.
Oh, my God. What year is it?
Wait.
How long have I been out?
Sir, what year is it?
2019.
Oh, my God.
But then they'd be like.
Not down this aisle, it isn't.
I'll have you know hops are a preservative. Uh-oh. You don't know anything about beer. Get out of my store.
Please tell me how Guinness has less calories than Bud Light next.
Actually, Guinness does have less calories than Bud Light.
It's because you drink less.
I guess I asked for it. I mean,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Is there, I might have asked you this, Paul, last time, but I'm going to ask you again. Is there a whale? Well, maybe we could update it. Is there a whale beer out there for you at all going on?
I mean, there's
looking out.
And while you're on it, part B to this question is how'd your flagship February go?
How's your flagship February treat you? How'd that treat you?
I was in Colorado most of February.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Yeah.
I'm here in Southern Colorado is not the greatest place.
Yeah, I didn't know what the flagship was. I was like, okay.
You're like, what's happening? The outside world's talking about flagship February. I don't know what's happening.
I did like that idea in theory, but I didn't get to experience it a lot. So
damn it.
In terms of whales, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
Have you had a Cantillon? Because I've had a Cantillon.
That's really what we're getting at.
So, yes.
Yeah, I just need to brag about it. It's like, so you haven't had a Cantillon?
Well, I have had a Cantillon, but apparently had the more sought-after one.
Right, yeah.
Because I got one... I got a $12 Cantillon, which I think sounds fairly
reasonable.
Well,
mine was
a
$100 Cantillon, so...
Yeah, I'm probably better. The one I had... So, the one I got, the guy I bought it from told me, you should age this for 4 years. And I was like, oh, okay. And I aged it for about 2 months. And I was like, fuck that. Hey, I'm drinking this. And it was really good. I could imagine that a little more time would have...
Fuck you, bro!
Yeah.
No suckers here, man.
Well, I have learned about, like, sometimes you age things a little too long. Uh-huh. I mean, that style of beer, I can only imagine it would get more interesting over time.
It does no good if you don't have one to, like, need two.
That's true.
You gotta have one if you've never had the beer, 4 years later is like, well, I can taste the 4 years of aging.
Well, it's too bad you can't have like a chip, like a memory chip, right. So you could actually put it in your brain and compare the taste from 4 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, comparing
to
and on yes, that. Better.
There you go. Because otherwise, you could make tasting notes and say, I tasted grass and whatever, but...
What was I thinking back then? What an idiot!
I actually used to like this shit.
What the hell? 4 years ago, Mike, you're an idiot.
So,
just getting an update on the angry chair. Don't mind me.
Is there a whale for you right now?
Is there something else? There's a few, but they're, I can't say what they are, but they're going to come out this weekend. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people in this room that know what they are, but I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, my God.
Who brought this guy to the podcast?
Jeez, that was Nick. That wasn't Louie. Don't try to blame that, Louie.
Damn it, Louie.
Louie's sleeping now. Louie's like tuckered out. He's all tuckered out. And oh man, the singer chair still active. Still
we're getting
active.
Seconds on the singer chair.
Oh, it's active and angry.
Trying to get a bottom port.
So good. No. Change your lips.
Change your lips. So good. It is quite delicious as a non As an IPA fan, I'm pretty happy with it. Mm-hmm. Steven or Zach, whoever wants to answer, is there something you're looking out for? Are you able to put your professional brewer aside and just be a beer geek, and or is it just like at some point do you just like stop becoming a beer geek and you're just like, I'm a brewer, I don't have time for other beers,
just drink Pilsner?
Yeah, I've given up.
I give up.
You just drink Pilsners now? Because that's what brewers are supposed to do.
No, I don't just drink Pilsners. But I mean, yeah, I see like, you know, beers come out and I want to go get them, but can't.
Yeah, don't have time.
And by the time I do get there, they're gone.
I can attest to this. I had an exchange with Steven or Zach. I'm not sure which it was.
But you got to ask the important questions.
In a Save Mart parking lot, and he was looking for a particular beer that wasn't as Zach's brewing beer. Right. So
I like to get out there.
I can back you up on this. Yeah.
I don't know.
Was that the Mind Haze?
That you was.
The, it was the day the Mind Haze came out. Where everyone was buzzing then. Yeah.
How was it?
It's okay.
Yeah. That's kind of okay. What I've figured. Speaking of beer.
Ooh.
Oh. Nice.
I love gold.
Our one non-Paul drop.
You went non-Paul drop.
I wanted new to try beer. The West Coast because.
Oh, this one is so good.
A new Zach's beer going around the table from the middle to the right to left of your podcast. Huh?
Wow, that's a.
Paul's having his first Zach's Brewing beers.
Yeah.
Since Zach's Brewing was closed on Wednesday. Everyone knows Wednesday's like the cool beer day to be open. So now Paul has the advantage of still getting a Zach's beer on a Wednesday, which no one else can do.
Nobody
can. I mean, Friday.
This puts my tie to shame.
This is what a West Coast IPA is supposed to be like.
Big word. I think I just had Mai Tai again recently, and I've gotten a little kind of sick of Alvarado's hazy beer. Like, I think they're a little too obnoxious. I think they need some settling down.
You've been hanging out with Nick too long.
Say more things like that.
But Mai Tai, which is their classic West Coast Mosaic IPA, is fantastic. Yeah, I think it's world class. So like good. I think, and as is this.
Cheers.
So,
yeah. All right.
Thank you. Cheers.
Exactly.
And it's so clear too. Imagine that.
Yeah, the clarity
filters up.
Weird.
Nick's legs.
Yes.
Very good. Yes.
I had one Saturday.
There's no germs in this one, Chief.
No germies.
Germ free.
No cloud creating germs swimming in my beer.
Oh. Gail, is there a whale beer for you? You have a whale beer? Is there a beer you're looking out for? Never had. You're just like, man.
Anything Angry Chair, really.
Just all Angry Chair now.
Yeah, yeah.
Angry Chair has been ignited.
Yes, it's. I like the light stuff and the dark stuff.
I don't hear our Florida reps talking about Angry Chair enough.
That's a secret, apparently.
Yeah,
they're just like, don't ever, when you ever go, leave something for the Purple Board, talk about Angry Chair.
Don't want it.
By the way, like, isn't the Florida reps been pretty quiet on the voicemails lately, too?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Did they start their own podcast?
Secret, are they starting a secret Slack group that they're just like, let's not call them
Slack? Wow. Their Google Plus shut down, so.
They've been listening to us through Google Plus this whole time. And now they're like, we don't listen to the Perk Boy anymore. We're done.
Operator, give me the perfect poll.
Perfect poll. Dial them up right now. 559. The sunshine. I don't know. Sir, we can't connect you.
55 Haze Bros seems to be disconnected.
you're gonna go into a whole thing, and I can't follow you because I don't know what I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm not looking out for anything. I'm looking out for everything Alvarado Street that's not
in your hand right now.
Not in my hand right now. I'm looking for the particular drop from some dude that gives us drops. I mean, you know, he's pretty cool. He's all right.
Dude drops.
Dude
drops. Doesn't though.
It's sweaty ball.
Not everybody likes dude drops. Trust me.
Ooh, metal.
What kind of pedals do you have on this one? Well, what kind of pedals? Hard rock pedal. Flangers? Any flangers involved?
This is onboard effects, bro. On the computer.
Post.
Okay, what's your favorite guitar company? Don't laugh at that drummer.
Guitar Center, maybe.
If you want to get it, okay. I want to talk manufacturing analogies for a second. There's Fender and Gibson, mm-hmm. and is Fender a Ford and is Gibson a Chevy?
That's my feeling. And I agree with this.
And is Fender then Anchor Steam and GM is Sierra, something like that. Like there's this, you know, because certain people get all like, fuck Fords. I only ride Chevys and like fuck Fenders. I only play Gibsons. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. But my two electrics are Rickenbackers. So I got no.
Ooh, Rickenbackers.
I'm kind of somewhere in between. So like I'd be like a Studebaker guy, I guess.
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay.
That's a Paul. Paul likes Rickenbackers, right? Paul McCartney.
Yeah, well, the Beatles. Well, John, so I actually have a prototype of Hammond. John Lennon's first...
not Hammond.
Original Rickenbacker.
Hofner bass.
Oh. Yeah, he had the Hofner. But then he had a Rick later on. He had the big Rickenbacker bass. So, yeah. Cause, I mean, pretty much every 60s band had to play Rickenbacker, especially the English.
It was required.
Yeah. It was a requirement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good to know.
So who's the Rickenbacker Brewery?
Rickenbacker guy. Yeah, who is the... Oh! What is Rickenbacker?
Yeah, if Sierra is Fender and...
North Coast?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Could be.
All right.
Somebody who's like super quality, but never kind of blew up the way the other big ones did.
Wow, there it is.
There, North like Coast, that. I guess, until someone comes up with better.
And Rickenbacker is still, they're family owned, still relatively small, still make their guitars in somewhere in Southern California.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they're in Southern California.
Yeah.
Indy. Ernie Ball's in Slow, just so you know.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Ben Caught Drinking. Nick, are you ready for Ben Caught Drinkins?
I had some Zacks over the weekend.
Ooh, some Zacks. I had some Zacks very recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ken Hazraz is doing fine.
Oh, it's blowing up.
Hanging in there. Exactly Mosaic. Mm-hmm. Then we snuck over to Tioga for a minute and had some Irish Dream.
Oh.
Which is a...
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Imperial... Like Irish coffee stout at like 13%. Just that'll knock your socks off if you're looking for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Something St. Patrick would be proud of.
Yes. Yeah. Irish dry stout, but times 10 and add coffee and sweet cream.
Good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Was it vanilla?
I think it was. I think it was vanilla and cacao. Yeah.
Coffee mate vanilla, French vanilla?
Yeah.
I like then it. I'll drink it.
I like it international, and I expect to be delighted.
What else? Did you leave the brewery district at all this week?
Not other than drinking at home. Had what was my total? Oh, I did pick up Louis. No, Louis.
That one was Louis.
Crap in a handbasket. Oh, Flying Dogs Irish Red Ale was my St. Patrick's Day beer.
Ah. I saw that it had like clovers on the label, even. It was like geared for St. Patrick's
Day. Ready. people are sleeping
Blind
on.
Blind dog. What's going on with those guys?
Nah, still making good beer. Now they're just doing it in 12-ounce cans.
Wow. They got in the cans. Are they in New York or something? Where's Flying Dog?
Maryland.
They're just over there being Flying Dog. No one's talking about him but Nick.
That's it. Going door to door.
Yep.
Have you heard of the Flying Dog? Can I interest you?
So what you're saying is
in the Flying Dog.
Oh boy.
We'll sing in your can for $11.
That raging bitch spirit, it's dog, okay? It's not offensive, all right? Just so you know. Okay, I didn't know what you're talking about anyway.
I had my first Sierra Nevada Brut. That was not bad. Everyone kept thumbs downing it, but
ooh.
I'm quite okay with it.
I think it's a nice, like, solid Brut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap, that six-pack. Yeah. $8.99, six-pack. Can't beat that.
I think they say that they don't do the enzyme in that one.
I'm not sure.
I think I saw something. It doesn't say it on the six pack, but I saw some promo thing about the because I'm skeptical. Like at Iron Springs, we did three different brutes. All of them had varying degrees of funkiness. Have you done a brute?
I have not.
You've done a brew?
No, never.
So even
these brewers in here not doing brews.
Even Kim at Social Kitchen, he's the guy who invented the style. He was even saying that he's like, yeah, like, there's always something a little bit off. And I really think that the idea of using this enzyme is pretty brilliant in terms of converting all the sugars to fermentable sugars. But there are other ways to go about that process. And I think what the enzyme does is it kind of changes the characteristic of the overall beer, and I think it kind of messes with the hops a little bit sometimes. I mean, so I to hear that Sierra is doing it without the enzyme, and you know, I think the four
you
noses,
think they know something,
they yeah yes after all that time of I don't know. Yeah, I thought that one was pretty solid. I had one from Four Noses that was actually what I think that style should be, which is not trying to be a super dry hop bomb, but trying to be more like it was actually more champagne-y. It was super light, super bubbly. It had a really nice subtle hop aroma, but not over the top. Because I think if you're trying to go over the top with the hops and you have this like no sugar base, the hops are kind of, it's weird. You actually need a little sweetness to kind of balance out the
no, when the, I drink a brewed IPA, I expect it to be like freaking champagne.
Yeah.
I want super dry, yeah. Super bubbly.
Yeah.
Just gone, you know. Just,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the hops can be there, but not
yeah.
overpowering. Like,
exactly. Right. Exactly.
I just haven't found one.
Oh.
Wasn't the Delirium, was it Nocturnum that was super carbonate-y, dry champagne-like? You remember trying that one?
I don't think I tried that one.
There was one. It's like in a strange clay looking bottle.
Yes. Yeah.
You've had it?
Yeah. I did have it.
Am I remembering it right?
Yeah,
it's super dry and carbonated.
I haven't had it since the last time I was at Cost Plus, which was
yes.
a long time ago.
That would be
ago.
Where to find it.
Cost Plus.
But yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. They had the Delirium, and then they had mm-hmm. the other one.
The Tremens.
The Tremens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, but I do remember it tasting like that, yes.
That's what I expect out of a brute.
Do they age no. well?
Yes.
Can we cellar our brute IPAs for
like
a year?
Oh, brute IPA. I thought you meant the Delirium. Brute IPAs? No, do not.
No.
Do not do that.
Don't age anything, really.
Just drink don't it do it anymore.
Just drink it.
I saw a New Belgium brute IPA.
Did you drink it?
No, I didn't buy it. I was like
no.
But I did want to try it. What is this?
Mike's was good.
Mike's Hard Lemonade?
No, Maya. Yeah, Riley's.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, right. One. Riley's has
I think I would say that was the best one I've had so far. Oh. I mean, in my mind, what
O-F-G.
I imagine it should taste
called.
Like was
O-F-G.
The best so far.
Oh. In their tap room,
Zephyr's Zero Final.
They had it on tap.
They just did like a Tim Brell batch. So
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just a. I think it was just.
Never mind.
It's gone.
Stop talking about it.
Now,
it's gone.
Now it's yeah. the last unicorn. Peach sour.
Was there more, Nick, you had?
I talked about the Never Better earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Never Better?
It was Never Better.
Like that double aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Need big beers.
That's right. I only get two a night. I need to go big. Because I'm already at home.
You're only allowed two.
Only allow myself two.
Well, no. More than two, and it's like, okay, it's getting like 1 a.m. here. we need to figure something out.
Is this your partial call to work? You're just like, hey, man, it's getting 1 a.m. here. Probably not going to make it in.
I need to get drunk or go to bed. I can't. Yeah. Something's got to happen.
I have a little bit of a personal crisis right now. Yeah. I don't know if you'll see me. You might see me still. I mean, don't know. I just want to give you a heads up.
These wheels won't polish themselves. I got 3 more hours of work at least.
I want to give you a heads up what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and get my third double IPA. So I just want to call you right now in case I don't later. All right, man. Stay easy. Hope you guys get all the stuff done.
Stay safe. Check your dates.
Stay safe. Check your dates. Remember, listen to perfectpoorpod.com and have a good day. Click.
Hey, that's Nick again.
Nick again.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Forgot to say keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
And yeah.
That would be the best calling in sick ever.
What are you guys doing right now? You guys all right? All right, that's cool.
Hey, this is Nick again.
Just text me.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but man, she didn't leave her name. I'm just going to call it with all the paw drops.
It's just 20 voicemails when your boss comes in the work.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, I'm going through a lot of stuff right now. Okay. You're the only people that will listen to me.
Hey, guys, it's Nick again. I love gold.
There, I said it, okay?
Sorry.
I
said it.
I know you guys all talk about me at work. They're like, man, that guy will never admit he likes gold, but we all fucking know it. I admit it, okay?
I love gold.
I love it. I just love it. I don't care.
By the way, I'm still not coming in.
Still not coming in. But actually, I feel pretty good right now, so I probably should cut my mind. I'm not going to.
I mean, barley
Cause,
wine.
Because really.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Barley wine is life. Goodbye.
Somebody needs to make this movie.
Yeah. Obviously.
All right.
We like
to. Who's going to play Louie, though? That's what I'm
Yeah. There's no way Louie could do that. There's no way Louie could pull it off. He would not be able to pull off Louie in a movie. There's no way. I had a Lancelot IPA from House of Pendragon. Yeah.
Where is your location?
Westwood's Barbecue and Spice Company. Also a restaurant.
What was your food pairing with the Lancelot?
Tri-tip plate. And it was it was on St. Patrick's Day, and it was green. They made it green. They didn't say anything that was going to be green. They didn't say, oh, it's green.
Is it okay if it's green?
It just came out green. I was like, what's going on? Well
waiter, there's some vegetables in my beer.
So I had a green House Pendragon beer that was not, I didn't know.
We had a on-the-fly change.
I felt violated. I was like, I didn't say you could do this, make this green.
This one's more date sensitive. That's the one.
Ah, wow. Paul respecting the dates.
I love gold.
I like it.
Oh, this is a beer donated by Paul from Fairfax. It's a Hen House.
Ooh.
Another brewer.
Ooh.
In Pliny Town.
The other
brewer from Pliny Town.
This Denver Airport, this one's quite nice.
Wow.
They have, so basically they have their standard IPA and then a weekly one-off, and the weekly one-offs are what they call their conspiracy theory beers. So all the names are based on some kind of conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura was there.
Let me tell you what's going on in the Denver Airport, guys. Okay, underground.
Yes.
Underground. You've got to look underground. Why is it so far away from the town? So oh you ever God. Thought about that? Why they make it so far away? Okay, that's number one. Number two, look for people going outdoors that you don't understand where that door is going. Okay, Howard? Howard, listen to me, Howard.
I didn't know I did that, but I apparently
you did.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
I've never done a Jesse before.
This is pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
You should do craft beer conspiracy show.
All right, for the brewers in the room, or the hop aficionados.
Mikey's got a Mr. Beer kit. Is he in?
There's one.
I'm Mr. Beer kit. I've never used. Can I be a brewer?
Actually, there's two oddball hops in this one. What are they?
Well, ooh. I could tell when I drank that there were oddball hops in there, but I have no idea what they are.
Scotty B knows his balls.
These are odd.
I know my balls.
He knows his balls.
Those are odd, Chief. Well, I know. It's experimental 567.
No, they're actually named. They have names.
Darn it. Would have had a better chance.
Denver Airport from Hinhouse Bowl.
Double check and make sure I remember. Pretty sure I recall that it was Hallertau Blanc and Montuica. Oh, no, Euconaut. So Citra, Hallertau Blanc, and Euconaut. Which I
Hallertau Blanc. Hallertau?
Mike, you can't just say words and pretend Hallertau. You know what you're doing.
Hallertau.
Yeah. I know
that's
words.
A nice hop.
Never guessed those. But.
It's an interesting beer. I like it. Shh, we're enjoying the beer.
That's right. Slurp sounds for everybody.
I also had an Orderville from Modern Times. Ooh. Just so you guys know, if you guys were wondering.
That beer needs to be fresh.
Yep.
It does.
I agree with this. 100%. I agree with this. Sorry, I was unimpressed with mine. Just saying.
A little bit of age on that, and it's kind of like
you're all
boy.
Before they made it hazy, it would last longer. Did you notice?
Back in the days when it was in 22-ounce bottles.
Ooh, I remember those. Oh, look.
22-ounce.
And they set up St. Martin. You had the sediment at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see the sediment.
That Herndon, Milburn, St. Martin. Yes. There was that one that it would not go away. It would just sit there forever.
Damn, they were good for a while. And they were just, really,
yeah.
They were keeping up with it. And then now it's just
then
like.
Somebody, you switch out reps and then they just.
Yes.
Who knows what happens. Your reps. Your inconsistent reps. Inconsistent, same thing.
Same thing.
Well, anything interesting, Paul, you've been having lately? You've had lately this week or the past, whatever, 2019?
Well, I just had a celebration ale at Popolo's.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
we still got that on tap.
I should have known better, but I sat down and I was like, Is that still really celebration? She said, yeah. And I said, okay, I'll give that a shot. And
I guarantee she had no idea what you meant by still.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I assumed
it was, that meant it was like a relatively new keg.
2019 celebration, bro. We already have it.
It tasted old.
Oh, that's weird.
But I slugged it down.
It's a celebration.
I slugged it down.
Thank you. Because we need people like you to get rid of those old kegs.
Because do it.
Our Fresno places will not, they just won't change them out. They're just like, we're just going to leave this keg on until the wheels fall off.
Let it ride, bro. Let it ride.
We must have been there right after you were.
Oh, you went there tonight too?
Yeah. We Ubered from there over here. Yeah, and he was like, and then the waitress was like, what's wrong with celebration? Everybody loves celebration. I'm like, it's spring forward.
Yeah.
Today's all, like, spring now? Or in spring?
Yeah, we had the first.
But wait, people like it.
But people like it. So.
And not enough people, apparently.
I really enjoy celebration.
Yeah. No, me too, but that did taste old.
Yeah.
Like that beer was kegged 5 months ago.
I appreciate you helping us out because we might get a new handle at Pablo's. So.
I helped kick that
the
keg.
Team.
Yeah.
So what do you do with these kegs that just aren't going to kick? You got to change them out. Venues, come on,
man. Yeah.
Don't be like that. What did you have anything else at Papalu's? Did you go to the salad bar? It's not the same as the old one.
So
bro.
I had a pineapple pizza, and then I just went to the salad bar and put a bunch of craisins on it.
All right. Wow.
He illegally added
toppings just to spite you.
So, the perfect pour, perfectpour.com. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Paul's man. No more Paul jobs.
Yes, GoDaddy, pull the plug.
Well, Keith is now does all our music now. And no more Paul. So,
wow.
Just so you guys know. That's what's going on.
From here on forward.
From here on forward. We're going to do all alternate Paul stuff. Let's see if I can do that.
We could spin the records backwards and see if it makes a new song.
Yeah. Actually, I can't do that. Don't make promises.
Does anybody know, is there a digital program that lets you play your music files backwards?
Ooh.
Because I haven't heard of that, but that would be cool. If you could do that.
Email Paul.
There should be.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
I'm not sure, but have you ever listened to Perfect Pour Pod?
Oh, my God.
At half speed.
Whoa, bro.
It is freaking hilarious.
You guys are totally wasted.
I know. I have listened to that. You know.
Gonna take a sip of this next.
And the show lasts longer, too.
There you go.
Yeah,
you want a 4-hour show?
If you think 90 or 2 hours is too short, just listen to that in that speed. It's so good.
Just try it.
It's funny. It's just enough to not, maybe on your podcast, might not catch it.
Yeah, it's just enough to like you're like, I'm less annoyed by the show now. It's weird.
Wow, they're really messed up.
I love it. They're fucked up.
What happens though when we are fucked up, like now, like me, and it's like slow? Like, what does it sound like then? That's what I want to know.
Only time will tell.
I guess so. When I'm listening back to this, it's going to sound so weird. we're looking at forward Binkots. Anything? Scotty B. You've been drinking anything this week other than your beer?
Oh, yeah. I had this thing from Moonrakes, and it wasn't Moonraker? A hoppy beer. Oh, that reminds me. I think it was
Moonrakes.
He rakes the moons.
I think it was the last week's show when you guys were talking about how there was some IPA that you guys had, and it wasn't marked as being hazy, but you poured it, and it was hazy.
Oh.
So Moonraker's notorious for that. I don't think there's any Moonraker IPA that says that it's hazy, and almost all their IPAs are hazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that reminded me of that. But this wasn't
hazy. That's just a public announcement. Make sure, watch out.
Yeah, it might be hazy, it might be clear, but it's probably hazy.
Might be hazy.
Might contain
This barrel-aged Wicked Whisper Maple Imperial Stout 12%er. Had this on St. Patrick's Day.
I had that one.
It was super.
Super freaking good.
It was.
And I had Hazy Dreams from Abnormal.
Had that.
I had, Hop Race Ski from Alvarado.
You and I must be like on the same page, man. I'm like, yep.
Thunder in Paradise.
Brewer's Brain.
What else? I had this Dr. Rudy and Mr. Hayes. I must have liked it because I gave it almost a 5.
Wow.
Planetary Fog, Revision. I love the Revige.
They do a good job.
And that's all in the past week, other than my own beer. And I've had Zach's brewing beer, too. But that's like I needed to tell you guys that.
It goes without saying.
Whatever's on tap, I had it. So.
Ooh, good name for a goza beer.
But
Scotty
B, I have a question for you.
Check on the tap.
Is it a song?
See how many times it's been done.
Well, it's both, Scotty B. I'm still wondering about something.
What happened to the Skittles, baby?
Oh,
time has gone by, and I know you're busy driving Uber all around and calling in the show.
just loaded just some just raisins.
Throw in some raisins. Why not?
Where's that Skittles bear, Scotty?
So the original idea for that, it was a Gosa. That was my, like, I think a Gosa with Skittles would be badass. But then at some point it got turned into an IPA. But then I remember that you were trying to like steep them in the vodka or something. And
he got Steven's that got it open and I closed it again. And I'm not sure if I can open it. But I don't think I'm going to go with the vodka way. I think I'm just going to throw it in during the boil. That's how I think I'm going to do it. I'll go with the Gosa. I don't know when it's going to happen though. I have so many other beers that are imminent, like in the next few weeks, or bam, 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 they're all lined up.
Bam, bam, bam.
I got I got one that's really, really fun. Really fun and exciting, and I don't know if I want to tell you about it. I think I just want to wait till it happens.
Yeah, wait till you're on another show. Yeah. Wait till you're on the session, okay, Scotty B? Because don't think I don't hear you on the session, Scotty B. I hear you.
I haven't listened to that in a long
cheater.
Time.
I hear them mention you, Scotty B, and I'm always like, that's not your man. That's our man.
That's not Scotty B.
Scotty B. You know, I hear him.
Just because you took my podcast virginity doesn't mean that you're the only one that I can be with.
Whenever I hear the session mention Scotty B, I'm just like, those guys don't know.
Those jerks.
Nobody appreciates me like you.
Yeah.
It happens.
I love gold.
Oh, man. No beer.
Gail was accosted by some
Can I have Roz?
Speaking of goes.
Exactly.
Can I have Roz?
Can I have cheeseburger?
And then the magic is you gotta ask for the secret blend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
there will be more. No more blending.
What? You can't blend?
Safe word's gone.
Sons of anarchy.
Why?
So new beer going around the table from left to right. Podcast Alex from Zach's Brewing, Fresno, California. Lovely downtown Fresno, California, off Fullerton Street.
Wow.
Or Fullerton.
Fullerton Street.
Fullerton.
Where am I at? It's college baseball World Series time almost. I'm just all into Fullerton.
Excuses.
It's weird. I can't do it. I don't know what in my Fresno streets anymore.
Fulton. All right.
Black Blame. Shawington.
Shawington. I want to live in Shawington.
Barstowington.
This beer is magical.
Ooh,
yes, awesome. Man.
What style is this, Stephen and or Zach Gale?
It's a Berliner, isn't it? It's not a
Ghost.
It's a Berliner. Yeah.
With lots of raspberry
puree.
Mix the haze.
When do you put raspberry puree? When do you put a puree in a beer? At what point of the process?
After it's done.
At the end.
It's done, all beer. So
cold crashing, dump it in there.
So it's just like a straight up Berliner and it's done, and then you put the
whatever
ingredient, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what's my safe word was the same base.
Okay. All right.
Pineapple.
Different juices.
So this is almost almost a, what's my safe word variant almost. I like variants better than original beers. So. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a variant guy.
You could do this one with Skittles.
Yeah, this is a variant.
There's your Skittles base.
Okay, it'll be a Berliner Weiss, not a good one.
Dry Skittles, this beer.
You can taste the rainbow.
Oh, boy.
This is real good.
Man. Yeah, that's dangerous because you just kind of want to...
Yep.
Like after a long bike ride in the hot sun.
It's 4.3%, so you're good.
Yeah.
Just pound it. Chug it.
Pound it all day.
Lawnmower
beers.
You
can still play the shuffle thing, forward thing. You got it. The thing where you shuffle, where you push metal on the board and there's salt.
Do you know if people have actually tried to eat that?
Oh, man.
I'm like, it's not salt. It's a silicone bead.
Yay.
You just ate silicone
bead. You're going to die.
So what's going to happen to you now?
I know. A lot of people think it's salt.
But... Is this salt?
Wait, people have tried to eat it.
Yeah. People have told me that's not salt. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's a silica bean.
Yeah, I know.
I bought it.
Oh, they're like, I always thought that was salt until I tasted it.
You're
like,
all, I'm sorry.
It's not very salty.
That's not salt. Excuse me.
This must be unsalted salt. Wait,
so you're eating stuff off the shuffleboard. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, well, it's not salt.
My burger was kind of plain.
It's like, oh, that's where it's going.
It's like, it's like, why do we have less?
Put it on the board and then magically, like, it all disappears. And I'm like, okay, what's
doing
happening?
Lines and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a rival. It's a rival brewery that has their own shuffleboard. They're like, get some of that from Silicon Valley. Put it in your pocket, honey.
I hate when you make me do this. Just do it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now walk away. Now keep walking.
Yeah, it turns out we don't want to play shuffleboard. We're good.
Sir, there's salt spilling out of your pockets.
Nah, it's all right. That's not salt. It's silicone. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
That's end scene. That's what happens at the next all the time.
Cheers.
This guy's good.
It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers.
Is this a good show? Is it a good episode?
I think I got the Paul.
Good job.
I can do it. I've got a good Paul going on. Big cheers to the Golden Gods, as always, of the Perfect Four. The Golden Gods are those. The very special group of people that donate money to the show every month, $5 or more. Look at that, Scotty B, is it special for you? Do you listen to The Tailgate, which is the bonus audio that...
Well, my mom says I'm special.
She does. She's special, too.
It must be true.
Actually, to be honest, I don't listen to The Tailgate. But that's not, I mean, I love you guys, and I believe in what you do.
We can keep talking about Scotty B.
You can, like, talk all kinds of trash about me in the tailgates every time. Like, guys, such a fool. You know, whatever you want.
You're such a Scotty B. I know, right?
Don't pull a Scotty B.
He's so Scotty B. We added one thing to the Golden Gods. Now you can chat on Discord as a Golden God. If you prefer chatting with using Discord, which is something more gamers chat with, and now it's sort of opened up to everybody can chat with. So that's there now. So if you're just like, I don't go on Facebook to say things, I go on Discord. You're a Golden God. Now you can talk to us through Discord. So that's an added bonus that just happened right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now, right now.
Just earlier.
I'll check that out.
Check it out. You're big. Scotty B's big on Discord. He's always chatting. Chatting it up.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, I'm going to find out. I'm going to own it.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And everybody that shares the show and talks about the show with their friends, with their buds, and helps the show out, we all appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. Everybody in this room, man. Wow. This is a big cheers to these people because they're special. They're super. And the Nick 80. Would you like to cheers anybody?
Cheers to checking. Hold please.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Yeah, cheers to Bearded Brewer.
Out there in the industry, I don't think he ever leaves Tioga Square anymore.
He's got a cot and a,
yeah, just that.
He's got a box fort of old empty General Sherman cases.
Yeah. What's the password?
He's like, whatever. He's like, no girls allowed.
Wait, just kidding, girls allowed.
Wait, all girls allowed.
All my girls.
No boys allowed.
Free beer tomorrow. Joke's on you.
No free beer.
Captain Fwiffo checks in, says, if you're curious where he's at episode 190.
Listening to all the back episodes. He's up to 190.
Yep. Clam Jam number 2 happened.
Oh, wow. Nothing beats Clam Jam number 1, though. I mean, nothing against Clam Jam number 2, but...
Yes, and he's wondering, when's Clam Jam number 3 going to happen?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe next week, maybe 5 years from now.
Either is possible.
Yep. They're both equally possible.
So if you want to know what the hell is a Clam Jam, or...
Trust me, you want to know.
You want to know. Episode 190 is what you're looking for.
Yep. There you go. All right. Well, you guys have any final thoughts as we relax and just hang out and just enjoy being in a garage in Fresno, California?
There's no place I'd rather be.
Chief. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Me too.
At least for right now. A little bit later. I want to move on soon. But
tomorrow you won't want to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
It's pretty cold in here.
I got to give a shout out to my daughter, MK.
Aww. Yes.
We missed. I was going to bring her tonight, but I was a little bit worried about it being overcrowded and didn't want to stress you out. So.
Oh, yeah. I get stressed.
We'll do it another time.
Get stressed. Right? Yes. She's about to be special
guest. Just ask producer Becky. I get stressed easy. Like, that guy stresses easy. Says that a lot.
Like, and Larry from Tulare.
Here lies Mike.
Larry from Tulare.
Larry from Tulare came into the brewery, and he asked to see the calendar, and I was like, why? Like, do I know you? And he was like, I saw him, like, I was washing glasses, and he was, like, explaining to his wife who everybody was in the months, and... So I kind of went over to him and I was like, so you listen to the show, huh? And he was like, yeah. I was like, do you call in? And he's like, no, not really. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like, well, do you have a name? And he was like, yeah, I'm Larry. And I was like, okay, Larry. He's all, well, Larry from Tulare. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, he was really nice. His wife was really super sweet. So it's kind of nice to see people from the show come and, you know, reach out to us and kind of want to meet us. And so...
If you ever want to see the calendar, they got it up there.
It's up there. We got Brewery. Miss Lovely Kelly gracing the calendar this month.
Kelly's the March.
Yes. And
who knows? I don't know what's going to happen in April.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
No, literally, we don't know because we forgot already.
And Louis
taking a whole new approach. Somehow Louis's not on there.
Louis loves to pick the person that would least like to have Louis in his lap, and he goes to that person.
Was that Steve or Zach?
Yeah. Zach.
That was Zach.
Definitely Zach.
Steve loves Louis.
Steve loves Louis.
Zach is like,
that's Zach. He's a jerk.
All right. Well, are we good? Everything's cool. If you're in Southern Colorado. Look up Paul. He's hanging out, chilling, looking for some industry work. A little industry work. Yeah. Never heard anyone.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Check your BevMo's. Check your Dollar Trees, maybe. Who knows what parking lots he's frequenting lately?
Yeah, you got to check out that Dollar General selection. See what's going on there. There's a couple. Dollar General's got one or two. You're right.
Are you bringing the show to an end? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, we're pulling in for a landing here.
There's one thing I got to say is Colin and Janine need to leave voicemails. So Colin and Janine are the king and queen of voicemails. Mm-hmm. And I kind of miss them.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So if you're listening.
Colleen.
Yeah. Colleen. Colin.
Colin.
Colin and Janine. Okay?
All right.
Don't make me cry.
Look, Scotty be sad, you guys. Look what you guys have done. What you've done. PerfectPourPod.com is the website you need to go to if you have questions about the show. You're like, I don't understand what's happening. You can go there and might help you. Might not. I don't know.
Might go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Just make sure your boss doesn't see you. Make sure your TPS reports are all up to date, and then go on the website and you'll be fine. Thanks for everyone for listening to the show. We'll hopefully Matt will be here next week. Big cheers to Matt and everyone here showing up. It's a big special day.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun. He's got 4 spots to fill next week.
Yeah. Come on, Matt. You got to bring it in. And thanks. Keep up the great work. Check your dates. Be safe and have the fun. All right.
Cheers.
That was super. Let's listen to a Paul song.
You should be proud of yourself.
I want to hear a Paul song. Me too. Oh, no. No, let's say, let's listen to Keith.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your drama?
Well, this is bonus extra, perfect part. Paul, when somebody else did that, so, like, what did you think? I know you called in about it, but I want to hear live, like, when you heard Keith doing a version of your song on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a true honor, especially because he did it really well. Like, it's his smoky vocals and, you know, the presentation. He brings a level of emotionality to it that I never could. So
that's
good. Yes.
There you go. There's bonus perfect bar. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers. Woo, yeah.